Welcome to the Unstuck Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Miner. This weekly no-fluff mindset show arms you with the practical tools you need to get unstuck so you can get exactly what you want out of life. Remember, when you change your mind, your life will follow. Let's get into today's episode. Hey there, friends. Welcome back to Unstuck. Thank you all for joining me. Today, we're going deep into finding our values. When was the last time you thought about your values? Have you ever really just sat down and written out a list of your values and then created some value-based statements? That's what we're going to do today. So if it's been a while or if you never have, it's time to sit down and give some serious thought. And of course, I'll explain exactly why this is so important to do in this episode as well. Before we really get into it, I just have a quick announcement, a reminder really, that if you would like to be a part of the brand spanking new Unstuck Project, my 8-week online Mindset for Women course, it is coming up very soon. We are launching this thing in January of 2020. I've been working on it since November of 2018. This is a long time coming. I am beyond excited. Our group of 30 beta testers have made their way through and have had some incredible things to say and massive shifts in their mindset. And I'm so proud to now release it to the public in just a few weeks. If you want to get in on this, really, it's everything that we're doing here on the Unstuck Podcast. We're actually physically doing together with the very best mindset action items, mindset tools, we call them actually, because at the end, we want you to create your own toolbox of those tools that really worked for you, that really helped you with your mindset, so that this becomes a long-term habit. This is like a new lifestyle for you. So by the end, you will have like 16 different tools to choose from that you can then create your own toolbox to take with you into the future and to help with your never-ending mindset work. Again, seanminer.com/unstuck. If you want to be a part of that, you will need to put your information on the VIP list so you will be the first to know when enrollment opens, special deals, and exclusive offers. You have to be on that VIP list to get them. So head to seanminer.com/unstuck if you're interested and make sure to get on that list. All right, let's get into some value talk today. My quote to kick things off today is from Roy Disney and says, "When your values are clear to you, making decisions becomes easier." Well, that would be great. As someone who's not always the best decision maker, this sounds quite nice, and it's so true because your values will make the decision for you. And even better, your intuition will make that decision for you based on your values, which we're going to get into today. All right, let's do it. The thing is, many of us don't know our values. We don't understand what's actually important to us. Instead, what happens a lot of times is we focus on what our family, our friends, our spouse, society, culture, media, what their values are, and take that to be our truth too, which of course you can understand would cause a major disconnect and stuckness. When our life situations don't match up with our values, it brings down our vibe. Here are some examples. Family is a big value of yours, but you work 70-hour work weeks. Obviously, that takes major time away with your family, and you won't be happy, and you'll continuously feel stuck. And you may not even know why you feel stuck, because you haven't defined your value yet. You don't know there's a disconnect there. If peace is a big value for you, but your household is always loud and bustling, there's always tons of things on your to-do list, you won't feel settled and you will feel stuck. If freedom is a big one for you, but you're stuck in an office behind a desk every day, don't have a window, can't ever get out and explore, you will feel bummed out and stuck. If health isn't a value for you, but you keep trying to take the supplements, eat the healthy food, do the testing, quit sugar, get off alcohol and all grains, etc., all these rules, because you've heard they're healthy, but if health isn't a value for you, you will feel like it's a burden, you won't stick with it, you won't enjoy it, and you probably won't even get the benefit of it because it doesn't match your value. So you can see, knowing your values and making decisions based on them means you will never, ever be stuck again, whether you know why you're stuck or not. It will clear all of this up for you. And like I mentioned, your intuition is directly connected with your values and will guide you to decisions that align with them. So you don't have to even worry about that part. You don't even have to try to make the right decision. Once you have solid values and you can tap into your intuition, because it will all just flow easily, the right decision will come about, which is very nice if you ask me. Again, former hater of decisions. All you have to do then is, number one, make sure your values are clearly defined within you. That's what we're going to do today. And then number two, trust your intuition. We went over that in episode 7. Go back and get a reminder if you need to. That's all you have to do. Those two steps. Sounds very simple, of course. All right, let's do it. What are your values? First, what are values at all? My favorite definition, values are the motive behind purposeful action. They motivate our actions and help us make decisions. I like to take it one step further and call them dream life values, because we all have a dream life we want to live. And if you don't, I'm going to have an episode about why it's important to have a dream. This is something I didn't know was an issue. And then I was talking about, you know, kind of writing out your dream life in a coaching call on the Empower Intensive coaching call the other day. And people didn't know how to create their dream life. This is something that is real. We all need to have a dream. Even if you're 85 years old, you should still have a dream. And we're going to get into that in another episode. So just know that yes, it is totally normal and in fact, highly, highly, highly encouraged to have a dream that is beyond your means, even if you have no idea how you're going to get there. Even if you haven't thought about it in years, dig up that dream life. Because if we were to make our decisions 100% based off of our values, guess what's going to happen? You're going to create your dream life. Doesn't that sound awesome? And doable. It sounds actually attainable. Maybe it doesn't have to be this far off dream anymore. All we have to do is know our dream life values, and we are on the way. Let's go over some possible values in case you literally have never done this before and have no idea what I'm talking about. There are a ton of values. If you go online, you can just search a list of values and you'll get ones that have like 1,000, just a ton. These are some of the most common that I have found. I'll go through this list. Ambition, balance, being the best, calmness, cheerfulness, contentment, dependability, determination, enjoyment, exploration, faith, fitness, freedom, fun, generosity, health, honesty, independence, joy, love, loyalty, making a difference, perfection, practicality, reliability, security, service, stability, and structure. Those, again, are just a few of tons of possibilities. How do we know which ones are ours, our dream life values? Defining your values may take a bit of work and definitely a lot of self-exploration. It is not what you should value. This is really important. It's actually easy to think about what you should value. Really, all of those are what we should value. this is much, much different. We are defining what is actually important to us. Of course, I have some questions and prompts here to help you. I would encourage you now to see if you can come up with your values based on your answers to these questions without referring to a list, even the one I just mentioned. See if you can do this very innately, because then when we do kind of look at a list and go based on that, there may be some bias or some quote unquote shoulding. Again, getting back to what should I value instead of what do I, when you see this whole list in front of you and you're like, oh my gosh, I should be all of these people. We don't have to be that. We can pick out just a few. And I think it helps if you don't have a list in front of you to start. And then of course, if you need help, if you need to get the ball rolling, then you can, like I mentioned, go online. There's tons. Just Google list of values and you'll get a bunch of options. All right, here are some things to consider. What's most important in your life? What must you have? Obviously, this is besides basic human needs like clothing, water, shelter, food. What must you have? Is it a tight family, a creative outlet, a regular gym routine? What must you have? What's most important in your life? Next one, how do you want to live? Do you want to be happy, connected, free, in control? Do you want to live in abundance with wealth? How do you want to live? Third one, how do you want to be known? Do you want to be known as the joyful one or the relaxed one or the one that's always in control, the organized one? How do you want to be known? Number four, when in your life do you feel happiest? When you feel happiest, what's going on? What values are being expressed in that time? Is it with when you're with your family or when you're with a group of friends and you can connect? Is it when you're by yourself? What happens in your life when you feel happiest? And then on the flip side, number five, when you feel angry, sad, or frustrated, what's going on? What values are being denied? So if your value is peace and you are always surrounded by noise and people, then you might feel frustrated all the time that you have so much going on around you in your immediate surroundings. So then peace is being denied. So that's another way you can start figuring out what your values are. Use these questions to start your brainstorm. How many can you come up with? It might be a lot. It might be like 30. That's fine, but we do want to whittle it down to 5 to 10 of the most important, absolutely cannot live without values. 5 to 10. And then once you get a list of 5 to 10, I think it's good if you do have like 30 that you come up with, start to kind of order them, put them in order of importance. And then obviously those top 5 to 10 are the best ones for you for now. This might be a good time to break in and let you know that values absolutely can and will change throughout your life. So that's cool and normal. And this is, again, why if you haven't done this type of work in a while, now is the time, because things probably have changed for you. And this is something that you're going to want to do pretty regularly. I would say even once a year, just to make sure your values are still lining up. Now we have our 5 to 10, write them all out in your journal. And then next to them, answer the question, why, after it. Why is that your value? For instance, if your value is family, why? Because spending time with my family brings me so much joy, makes me feel so grateful. I love every moment of it. My life feels complete. Something like that. Why is that your value? This, that why, then becomes your value statement. And this is where that connection to your value becomes even stronger. And then it's easier for your intuition to tap into that value statement, because now we have the why behind the what. So we're solidifying it. Next, get very real with yourself. Go through each of those values and give yourself a score of how well you think you're living that value currently. Be honest with yourself. No cheating here. how well are you living that value right now? And if it's not, like, let's say we're doing it on a 1 to 10 scale, if it's not like an 8 to 10, 10 being you're living it, that value every single moment of every single day, and 1 being it's nowhere to be found. If it's not an 8 to 10, it's time to do some more exploration. Remember, your intuition knows your value now. So it's going to guide you. This is the thing where we can just let go a little bit. We don't have to try, effort to make this value more prominent in our lives. We can let go and let the intuition guide us. But it is time to make your connection to your intuition a priority. And again, go back to episode 7 if you need help with that. But you have to make that connection a priority. And remember, since you're not already living that value, it means you haven't been connected to your intuition, because it would have led you towards your value. So tap into your intuition, really make that a priority. Now, what small steps can you take to honor that value? Again, get out your journal, tap into your intuition, get the ego voice out that's saying all the things trying to get you away from your value, and just see what possibilities come up. What simple things could you do to get you closer to having that value more prominently show up in your life? Going back to the example of family being a value, and yet you spend 70 hours a week at work, making it very hard to spend time with your family. How can you change that? What small steps can you do? Now, am I saying go quit your job tomorrow? No, not necessarily, unless that's what your intuition is telling you to do. But it could be getting your resume together, finding out what you'd be interested in doing differently for a job, or seeing if there is another role within that company that would allow you to have more flexibility with your time, or just simply asking your boss if you can stop working so much. Maybe they can hire somebody else. Maybe they can give some of your responsibility to somebody else. Or maybe you're just working yourself way too hard and putting those hours on yourself when you don't need to be. And all it takes is you creating a rule in your life that you stop work at 5 p.m. and you do not bring work home, or whatever it can be. What small steps can you take to honor your value now that you know that it's a value of yours and you're not living it? That's what we want to do here. So really, this whole thing is really kind of your homework for the week, which I know is a lot, but at minimum, find out your values. Go through those questions to figure them out. I'll list them again for you so you don't have to rewind and get back to them. What's most important in your life? What must you have? How do you want to live? How do you want to be known? When in your life do you feel happiest? What's going on in that time? What values are being expressed then? When you feel angry, sad, or frustrated, what's going on? What values are being denied? Those are your 5 questions at minimum to get through, so you can start making a list of your values, and then we can go from there. Now, before we end, I have one quick kind of side thing that we need to talk about, which is, what if your values don't match up with what you think you want? For example, you want to be healthy, lose needed weight, etc., but health isn't a value. You want to make more money to take the stress off, but abundance and wealth aren't values. You want to get stronger so your joints don't ache, but fitness isn't a value. If that's the case for you and you're feeling some of this disconnect, I would recommend taking a break from the actions of the things you think you want, and instead spend that time truly getting into alignment with the values that you've just defined for yourself. So take some of the pressure off of what you think you should be doing or should be trying to do, and spend all of that energy doing the things that your intuition is guiding you to do to get more of that current value of yours into your life. Because once you get into alignment with your true values and you have them in your life regularly, overall energy stuckness will release, which we've talked about before in past episodes. And when that happens, the doors open up to so much more. So even those things that you want that are way down the list as far as your values go, those start coming true too. It's all about getting into alignment. And when you are serving your values and making them a priority and putting your energy there and letting your intuition guide you there, then everything starts falling into place, more than just those values. But you've got to work on your alignment. So take some time off from going against your values, basically, is what you're doing, and put that focus on bringing in more of what you do find valuable, and then see how everything else aligns along with it. All right, that will do it for today's episode. Thank you all so much for joining in. Again, remember, head over to shawnminor.com/unstuck if you want to be the first to go through my new course, The Unstuck Project, launching in January of 2020, and get your name on the VIP list. I'll talk to y'all next week. Take care. This episode of Unstuck is sponsored by What Else? The Unstuck Project, my signature 8-week Mindset for Women course. I designed this course with you in mind. Those of you who are now able to see that your mental and emotional health are what's really at play in keeping you stuck. Those of you who are ready to do the work that you now know is required to get truly healthy and happy instead of turning the next diet, exercise, or supplement fad. Those of you who now can see that real life change happens when you change your mind. It's time to ditch the negative mindset, squash those limiting beliefs, and quiet the constant chatter in your head so you can finally live the life you desire, spark the change you want to see, and feel better than you ever dreamed possible. I will be your coach, guide, and cheerleader along the way. Over the course of 8 weeks, you'll make your way through my signature 4 pillars to a healthy mindset: awareness, alignment, action, and acceptance. I will guide you each week through both a jumpstart exercise to kick off that week's goal, plus a weekly tool to integrate what you've learned into your everyday life. You'll learn how to dig into your thoughts and clean them up, raise your vibration, ask for what you want, and get ready to live the life of your dreams. And by the end of it, you'll know exactly what to do for the long haul to keep those dreams coming. You cannot change your mindset by listening to this podcast, reading the books, and hoping it sinks in. You have to do. I will show you exactly what to do and why in the Unstuck Project. I'd love to have you in class. The course opens to the public in January 2020. Head to shawnminor.com/unstuck to learn more and get on the Mindset VIP list. There, you'll be the first to know of launch specials and enrollment updates. Again, shawnminor.com/unstuck. See you there.